Mission Network News 2-minute version for Sunday, September 16th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christian camp workers in the former Soviet Union confirmed there is some resistance to their work. Regional governments often harass camp leaders over legalities. OC International's Bob Hilt says their camps, once communist doctrine facilities, are all over the Commonwealth of Independent States.
There is pressure, since they're Muslim countries, to not have these Christian camps. But these people have quite a thriving spirit, and they're anxious to share their faith, and they make them happen. They're happening all over that area.
Next, Young Life is a ministry that's taking Christ to the schools around the United States and around the world. 3,200 full-time staff and 12,000 volunteers help with this outreach, but they're only as effective as their training. Young Life's training director, Cliff Anderson, says every Christian needs to have the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other.
We've got to have people who understand what's going on in the culture, who are simultaneously discouraged by what's going on, but also know their Bible so well that they are able to relate the gospel to kids in a very pagan kind of world.
And Wycliffe Associates is helping a Christian school expand in a region of the world that claims less than 0.5% of the population as Christian. Wycliffe Associates is building 15 classrooms, which will help accommodate up to 150 more students or 70 additional missionary families who will be available to do translation work. They'll have a direct impact on Vision 2025, Wycliffe's effort to begin translation work in every language of the world. Go to our website to find out how you can help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.